Are you guys ready to record this whole thing all over again?
I didn't care for it. I didn't buy it.
That seems pretty ridiculous.
I don't even want to think about the possibility of you having your dick out.
Yikes.
Is this the most important thing in the universe? What happened to it? I don't know.
I needed to suck in absolutely every moment of awesomeness.
Yeah.
Hey there. Welcome back to another great episode of the Geek Legacy Podcast. David here with his best buddies in the universe. Randy and Justin, how you brothers doing?
I'm good. I'm gonna run wild all over you,
Randy. You have to give me a different impression now, like maybe Macho Man.
I got nothing other than snap into a Slim Jim? Question mark. I'm fantastic. How are you doing, David?
I'm obviously great. I'm with you guys. Better.
Does he say you gotta say your prayers? Eat your vitamins and what? Stay in school? What do you got to do? Say prayers, eat your vitamins? Is that what Hulkamania does?
Yes, that's what Hulkamania is all about. It's going to run wild on you.
Just those two things? Saying your prayers, eating your vitamins?
Say your prayers, eat your vitamins, and probably something about working out.
He wants kids to work out, like go to the gym.
He wants them to hit the weights.
Oh.
Physical fitness, brother.
What is what? I don't know what it is. Google that.
Maybe
some
it's
point.
Stay in school or something. Listen to your parents. Don't feed mogwais after midnight. I don't know.
Say your prayers and eat your vitamins. Is that really all he said?
No, definitely a third. There's definitely a third component to that. Now, while we vamp, I'll have to look it up here.
Oh.
Hulk Hogan. This is a tremendous podcast here.
I can't help it. I have to know. I don't want to. I want to do all three things so I can be part of Hulkamania.
I think we.
Isn't he
all...
a bad guy now? Isn't he like a racist?
Do you remember the Nasty Boys?
No. Oh yeah, I do. Yeah, that blonde wrestling guy with the mohawk,
Skaggs and Knobs or whatever.
Okay.
Well, like one of them, like. Is into the cuckold fetish, which means that like he likes to watch his wife have sex with other people. Okay. And so he wanted Hulk Hogan to bang his wife. And so whilst Hulk Hogan was banging his wife, post-coital, when he didn't realize he was being recorded, he was talking about his daughter dating an N-word.
Oh.
And then that's the video that like Gawker ran with. Remember Gawker?
Yes.
And then Hogan sued them for $114 million and won, so Gawker was no longer a thing anymore. But
did they have that amount of money to give him?
They did not. That's why Gawker is no longer a thing.
So, yeah, like, let's say I had $500 in my bank account, but you sued me for $10,000. Do I just write you the check for $500, and then we're good?
Well, you would just declare bankruptcy.
He wasn't declare bankruptcy.
You know, Michael, that's not how it works. To all my little Hulkamaniacs, say your prayers, take your vitamins, and you will never go wrong. Hulk Hogan.
Perfect. That's
some,
it.
Some people say train. Train, take your vitamins. Train, say your prayers, take your vitamins.
Oh, train. Like run a train on someone.
Yeah. Like
run a
like
train on a Nasty Boy's wife, say your prayers, and take your vitamins.
And maybe racially offend people.
Yeah, what a scumbag. We saw him once.
We did. We popped into a party we were at for like 2 seconds.
Yeah, and he was like, "Well, fuck this shit," and he left. We had that effect on people.
Yeah, he seriously walked into the bar, looked around, saw the type of people in there, and says, "Well, I made my appearance," and then backed it up.
Yep, backed it up. That's too bad.
Yeah.
What a piece.
Were you at that party, Randy, or were you back home sleeping?
I think I was back home sleeping it off.
Missed it. Wonderful.
Saw him. He's a big dude.
Yeah.
Even from like 20 feet away, you can tell he's like the biggest guy in the room.
Wanted to arm wrestle him.
Ooh.
Wanted to take off our shirts and just like wrestle like bears.
Sammy Hagar beat Sylvester Stallone in arm wrestling once.
He did in the music video for Over the Top.
Yeah.
When it takes it out. Loser takes a fall.
That's too bad.
That's an amazing music video because he's riding on a Harley Davidson down the Las Vegas Strip, like doing like leg kicks, like yeah. And I'm like, I don't think it works now. Everyone,
that's what being a rock star is all about, David. You wouldn't
defying
know.
Physics. I guess not.
It's probably being towed by like a big dually or something in front of it.
Oh, I'm sure.
They got a green screen it. It's a green dually.
Pre-green. But speaking of green screen, it's a movie coming out this week that has a lot of green screen that Randy and I got to see earlier this week.
What?
Called Star Wars The Last Jedi. And whilst I was less than impressed, my review is on the website, so you can go to geekgalaxy.com and read all about how Disney is doubling down on its disdain for the original trilogy, not clickbait. But Randy, what they can read what I thought. What were your thoughts?
My thoughts were almost identical to yours, and that could also be read on the website. I don't know, how much do we want to get into it right now? Because obviously Justin hasn't seen it yet. We don't want to spoil it for the poor guy.
That's true. I won't see it until Friday at 7:30.
Yeah. I just thought maybe like a quick little like impressions. You know, obviously you won't give any plot details or like, you know, what we hated or something like that. Just, you know, your overall impression of the film and, you know, how you think people's expectations might affect their film going experience.
With any Star Wars movies these days, I think it's safe to kind of go into it with low expectations, just because that way you're not going to be as prone to being disappointed. You know, like everybody was going into Rogue One, for example, thinking, oh my God, all these reshoots, all this negativity I've heard about this movie's probably going to suck. But it ended up being amazing, because I think people set the bar pretty low. This one, I don't know, we never heard any negative press about it, so my expectations were unnaturally high, and I think it's because I had such high expectations that I became as disappointed as I was by the final product. Now, I'm not saying it's a bad movie. I'm just saying that I think that the original trilogy characters that are left are misused in this movie, underutilized. I think there's entire sequences that are completely unnecessary because they don't affect the story ultimately, one way or the other, and it seems like just a grab to get more screen time for certain characters. There are moments of brilliance in the film that I really, really like, some like really excellent Star Wars moments, and then there are some big letdown moments that really shouldn't be in a Star Wars movie, much less a follow-up to The Force Awakens. And Force Awakens, it feels like to me, for a lot of us old-timers, it left a bad taste in our mouth, and we were hoping that The Last Jedi would be kind of Lucasfilm's and Rian Johnson's kind of apology for how The Force Awakens treated us and treated certain beloved characters, but instead, it was quite the opposite. It was like, oh, you don't like that shit sandwich? Well, here's a fucking shit pizza. Eat this, bitch.
Ooh.
Wow.
Rising crust.
Yeah.
Stuffed crust, yeah, maybe.
Stuffed crust.
I don't like that.
I'm kind of playing it up a little bit for effect with you guys, but the general idea is I preferred The Force Awakens, and I didn't like The Force Awakens very much.
Wow. You dropped the bomb on me.
Yeah, I think one of the problems is that there were too many characters, and it's almost like a Game of Thrones situation, and by trying to give everyone some screen time, they inflated the runtime, and at 2.5 hours, it's definitely bloated. There's an entire plot they could have dropped, and the film still would have made sense, and it could have came into that like 2:15, and I think it would have been a much tighter and much more entertaining film. And because there's so many characters that just get the short end of the stick, and a lot of them are the beloved original trilogy characters that we all know and love. But I'm sure next week will be all about The Last Jedi once Justin sees it, and maybe we'll try to get someone else on the podcast that maybe has a differing opinion than Randy and I, and hopefully Justin will have a different opinion. Randy and I are both going to see it on Thursday, so I think maybe a second viewing may hopefully increase our entertainment value in the film. Because the first time you see a big movie like this, you're always thinking, like, what's in this movie? Is it going to have X, Y, or Z? You know, is so-and-so going to be so-and-so? Is so-and-so's parents going to be so-and-so? This and that. And I think now that we know those answers and we're not just sitting there trying to guess, second-guess every motive to see if it links to this, I think maybe we'll be able to enjoy the ride a little bit more. It's kind of a ride. But, yeah, you can definitely check out the review that Rand endorses on the website. See it. You know, tweet at us, at Geek Legacy. You know, we'd love to hear what you thought of the movie. Just have a chat about it, because I think that's one of the things that Star Wars does better than, like, say, the Marvel movies, is once the Marvel movies are out, they're out of sight, out of mind, like most blockbusters, to where Star Wars kind of permeates with you, and you get to have that conversation about film with people, and I think that's something great about Star Wars. Yeah. But moving on to the movie that I am most excited about next year, in the same year that we will get the Han Solo movie and Infinity War. Ready Player One dropped another trailer over the weekend, and it was amazing, and I love it, and I can't wait for Justin to tell me how much it sucked. Right, Justin?
You know, I didn't even watch it. I feel bad, because it opens the same way as that other one, where it shows him in, like, that slummy neighborhood. And, like, what looks like Wally's backyard. And so I thought it was the same thing. I just saw it on your Facebook, and I was like, oh, yeah, more of this show. But I saw sort of a screenshot of different cameos, and there was even, like, I think there was one that even had Tracer from Overwatch.
Yeah, there's a. I wrote down a handful of cameos that showed up on them. We got the 66 Batmobile. We got
my fave.
We got Harley Quinn, the Joker, King Kong, Tracer, Chun-Li, Lara Croft, Sagat from Street Fighter, or Sagat.
Yeah.
Chucky, the little doll Chucky, and a Gundam.
Nice.
And what's really cool about Ready Player One is, you know, you get to select your online avatar, and while most people will customize their character, you have the option to just be a fictional character. And so that's why this world is just littered with all of these famous fictional characters. Like, we had Duke Nukem and Freddy Krueger in the first trailer. And the Iron Giant, obviously, is going to play a big part in this. And it's just exciting to see them kind of updating it to include newer things like Tracer. Like, when I saw him, I'm like, oh, shit, yeah, that's awesome. Did you see the trailer, Randy?
I did. And I loved it. The way it ended with a little flourish of Back to the Future music and everything, and yeah, I thought it was fantastic.
Yeah, this movie is made for you, Randy.
It is chock full of nostalgia. I mean, I love the music choice for the soundtrack, not just the little score bits, but yeah, it just looks like it's gonna be fantastic. I'm really hoping it will be anyway. I've been let down before, but
recently.
I'm super excited about it. Did you hear the backlash online about the poster?
No. What are they?
So if you look at the poster, it looks like there's kind of like an eclipsing moon in the shape of an Easter egg, which is
right, fine
because of the nature of the game and everything. But it's also the main character, the kid, like climbing up a ladder kind of thing, or climbing up like this pole. And right. He has like his right leg, if you look at it, it's fully extended. It's like 8 feet long. It's like unnaturally long.
Oh,
like
man.
take your leg at the knee and go that distance from the knee to the foot and add that on to the bottom of your leg, and that's like how long this kid's leg is. It's so like
weird.
Unnatural. And then people have been
it's
doing
Wade
all these
Watts, by the way.
Okay.
Is the guy
is that the actor or the character?
That's the actor.
Okay. Sad thing is
okay, I've that read... is okay, that is a little bit long.
Yeah.
I remember seeing an awkward hand on somebody's shoulder on a movie poster once that didn't appear to be natural.
Yeah.
A man hand coming out of a woman's body.
Yeah. Those are always fun to spot in like advertisements and stuff like that. But Ready Player One, I mean, the first trailer we had Rush music, and this trailer we get Van Halen's Jump, and you know, the main character Halliday is just
Is Bobby Hill in this, or Hank Hill? Does he have a cameo?
No. Not that I know of, but who knows? The movie might.
Boomhauer? That'd be great.
There are Simpsons cameos.
Yeah,
so, you know, maybe. Anything is possible. It is a Warner Brothers owned The movie is going to be produced by Warner Brothers, though, so I don't know if Fox will play nice.
Yeah.
But it's nice. It comes out on the 30th, which is right on my birthday. And I think for my birthday, I'm going to want to have everyone I know that's around here, and we're all just going to rent a theater. We're going to watch it. We're going to be all, yeah, this is the best movie ever.
Interesting.
Sounds good to me.
It'll be pretty cool. But yeah, this trailer gave us a lot more of the story. You know, the first one was just all about, like, check out all these cool things. You know, they showed a Comic-Con, so it was mostly to service the fans. This one actually went a little bit into the story about, you know, there's a purpose behind these avatars and the hunt to find the Easter egg is so you get $500 billion of, you know, Halliday's fortune. And yeah, it should be great. Steven Spielberg can't let us down.
I'm excited because you're so excited.
Hey, I appreciate that. Hopefully it pans out. And then once it's good, then I'm going to start re-emailing you the book every like 5 days like I used to.
There was a time when it was... It was like junk mail.
I'm like, read this.
I'm like, I get it. I won $10 million. Thanks, Publishers Clearinghouse.
I'm like, just read the first 4 pages, and if you're not hooked, you can tell me to go fuck myself.
Oh, I read the first 4 words and told you to go fuck yourself.
You get to the part about dogs and cats living together, mass hysteria.
Yeah. Is Willy Wonka in it?
He's a very Willy Wonka-like character, which is why that Spielberg's original first choice for Halliday was Gene Wilder.
Oh.
Is that he wanted Gene Wilder to come out of retirement to do this role.
I was devastated when he died last year.
Yeah, it was a pretty heartbreaking thing.
Yeah, there's only a couple of celebrity deaths that really struck me to my core, and I would say that Gene Wilder, Adam West, and Brittany Murphy are probably the three.
Yeah, Brittany Murphy's was weird because it was just out of nowhere because she was still so young. Mm-hmm. If we were older, we probably would have been hit a little harder with like John Candy or something like that. But
John Candy was pretty tough. Yeah, I remember I was playing Final Fantasy III at the time when I found out he passed away.
And you're like, wait, I got tickets to see Wagons East. He can't be dead.
Yeah.
And Canadian Bacon.
I think that was
playing with Rhea Perlman.
I think I was playing Final Fantasy III.
That's what's possible. I think he died in like 94?
Yeah, I was playing a Final Fantasy game.
Yeah, would have been probably would have been 3, because 3 was the one right before 7. And 7 came out in 97.
Crazy. Well, that's exciting. I hope you enjoy it. I'm sorry, I didn't interrupt.
That's okay. No, I hope I do too. It's I have been an enormous fan of the book, and I am reaching Star Wars level of excitement. But recent events have led me to believe that having such ongoing experience. So we will see. Ernest Cline, who wrote Ready Player One, he recently officially confirmed that he is writing a follow-up called Ready Player Two. Right now I'm reading one of his other novels called Armada, which is really cool. And he also co-wrote the screenplay for Ready Player One. So hopefully it's good, and we're all pretty stoked. But yeah, Ready Player One. Mm-hmm. Don't miss it.
I will not.
Like Hugh Jackman's going to miss the boat. He doesn't want to be Wolverine if Disney buys Marvel. Or, not Marvel. If Disney buys Fox. Does that make you sad, Justin? Because I think that was one of the things we thought, maybe they'll get Wolverine one of these movies.
Yeah, it surprises me. I don't know if sad is the right word, but I'm definitely surprised. I would think that would be pretty sweet for him to just show up and just tear some face off. But, I don't know. Maybe he's been playing that part since 2000, so he doesn't owe us anything.
Yeah, I'm sure it was cathartic to say goodbye to Logan. Like he really sent that character out on a high note. Mm-hmm. It was a definitive end for the character. You know, at this point, he doesn't really have anything else to prove as the character. So, you know, maybe that's a good idea. What are your thoughts, Randy? Does this disappoint you a little bit, or could this be maybe some subterfuge for a really, really sweet surprise?
As much as I would love for it to be subterfuge, I'm pretty sure it is to be taken at face value. And I'm not surprised. I mean, ideally, we would have wanted this to happen years ago anyway, and I think we're all, after watching Logan, we're all kind of emotionally ready to let that version of Wolverine go. It would almost be frustrating for him to come back at this point, especially if it is just for one kind of team-up movie. Think of it like this. Imagine having this girlfriend that you had an amazing relationship with. Like, the sexual chemistry was off the charts. But then she dumps your ass. But then she comes back for one more fuck. Wouldn't that just be more frustrating than anything else? That's what Wolverine would be like in an Avengers movie. He'd be like a super hot ex-girlfriend coming back for one more F, and it's just going to frustrate you more than it's going to satisfy you.
But in this scenario, we still get to have sex with this lady.
Right.
I'm tracking with you here, Andy.
I don't know. I've been making terrible analogies all week.
I was gonna go with that. I was gonna go with the sports analogy, because that really tracks well with our crowd. There's always the sports figure who Babe Ruth, Willie Mays, the player who just hangs around for like one or two seasons too long, and it just becomes kind of sad, and you know, their bodies aren't what they used to be, and they're the shell of who they were, and you know, it's just not good. But having said that, if I heard a skink and three claws popped out in my screen on the Avengers movie, I would be pretty pumped.
Yeah,
that would be good. Or like if Thanos said something, and then you hear Wolverine say, "You and what army?"
Bub.
Yeah.
You and what army, bub? Yeah. I'd be down for that. Mm-hmm. Not down for this weird list of movies nominated for Golden Globes this year. I know neither of you two give two shits about awards.
I don't. It's fake. It's all scandalous. Golden Globes are the worst.
They are the worst award show. It's this.
That's Hollywood Foreign Press. That's what that is.
The Hollywood Foreign Press, which is neither from Hollywood nor foreign nor really press.
just a lot of money, Lebowski.
Yeah, and so they you know, years ago they used to be the barometer for the predictor for Oscars and who was going to get nominated. But in recent years, they've kind of become a joke, and you know, the guild awards have become a lot more important. You know, the Directors Guild, Producers Guild, and Screen Actors Guild. Seeing who's going to be nominated for what. And this year there's a number of really kind of janky selections. And chief among them is All the Money in the World, Ridley Scott's new movie. That was the movie that originally starred Kevin Spacey. And after Kevin Spacey did the Kevin Spacey thing, they recast him with Christopher Plummer, and they reshot all of Kevin Spacey's scenes to still make the release date, which is next week. And as of right now, the film's not even finished. And it's supposed to come out in limited release next week, and if reports are to be believed, it's still being finalized. So the Hollywood Foreign Press saw a rough cut of this film and still decided that it was going to nominate it for Best Actress, Best Supporting Actor, Best Director. And so Ridley Scott's going to got nominated for this award when people like Patty Jenkins didn't get nominated for Wonder Woman. You know, you thought she'd be a lock for the Golden Globes because they have comedy and drama categories. Greta Gerwig didn't get nominated. She is the one who directed Lady Bird, which was until recently the only film on Rotten Tomatoes with 100% fresh score. Some reviewer, probably just to make a name for himself, gave it a not fresh score, so now it's at like 99, which is really unfortunate. And just kind of all over the place. And so I know we won't talk much about the Globes because nobody cares about it, and it's not really terribly relevant. But
can
it was
I
just
ask
interesting.
A quick question? I'm sorry.
Sure.
I hate to interject, but Christopher Plummer replaced Kevin Spacey. Was Kevin Spacey playing like a 200-year-old man?
So All the Money in the World is based off of the Getty kidnapping, you know, from the, I want to say, 70s, where John Getty, I'm sorry if I'm getting the first names wrong, was the richest man in the world, and his grandson was kidnapped, and
Okay, so he's playing a grandfather. So okay, yeah.
Correct. He's playing an older person. Kevin Spacey was going to be littered in makeup.
That's what I needed to know. So they were gonna make Kevin Spacey, whatever, a man in his late 70s, early 80s, or something like that. He was going to be an old man.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, Christopher Plummer was Ridley Scott's original pick, and the studio wanted a bigger name and forced him to put Kevin Spacey in it. And then, of course, now we could be like, I told you so.
But what's amazing,
what's amazing about it is that it's presumably still going to make its release date, and they had to reshoot a lot of scenes that have Kevin Spacey. So the Getty kidnapping is actually a pretty interesting story. The reason they're rushing in is because AMC is going to do a miniseries based off of the same events. Kind of in the vein of the Pupil versus O.J. Simpson. So they didn't want to delay the film and have AMC get their story out first. So they want to make sure they get their film out first. And so it's pretty interesting. The big nominees for film are, you know, Shape of Water led the nominations. Dunkirk got a lot of the nominations. Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. Call Me By My Name. And then Get Out. Those all got several nominations. And so hopefully those films are all great, and hopefully they're a precursor to what the Academy nominates next year. Hmm. So, all right, enough of the boring stuff. We can talk about Spider-Man now.
Gosh, Spider-Man. I thought I had so many more questions.
Do you?
You're going so fast.
If you have more questions, I'm happy to answer questions.
I don't even remember what they were. They were going so quick.
Because I know you guys wanted to get out of this segment.
Oh, man. I hate the golden. Nope. Okay, I'm good. Moving on. Spider-Man. What do you got?
Justin's favorite character.
I have a lot of Spider-Man things.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's my favorite.
Universe.
But I have a lot of Spider-Man stuff. I don't know why that is.
A lot of Electro stuff?
No, I have those little mini guys. The things that I'm always condemning. The little blind box guys.
Oh yeah,
the mystery mini type things. I have a lot of those. I always got Spider-Man action figures. There was a time in like the early 2000s where Spider-Man figures were just on point. They had like a billion points of articulation. I don't know. I just have a lot of Spider-Man shit.
Yeah. Well, did you guys either of you watch this trailer for Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse?
No.
Randy?
I'm gonna have to admit that I am ill prepared for this podcast.
I did not watch it either.
Yeah, let's do the rundown real quick. We opened the show with Last Jedi, which I haven't seen it. Then we went to the Ready Player One trailer.
I haven't read it.
I haven't seen the trailer. I haven't read it. We talked about Hugh Jackman. You were in on that. We talked about the Globes, which you hate. Now we're going to Spider-Man.
Who came up with this show? Spider-Man, Ultimate Spider-Man, too. So the one series that I haven't read, and that's not because I didn't want to, it's just I kind of got, I'm one of those guys that comes in and out of comics, and while I was into the Ultimate Universe at one point in my life, that was when it was focused around the Ultimate X-Men. I was really into that. And
we all know the reason you don't like this, because it stars Miles Morales, and there's something different about Miles Morales than Peter Parker. Trying to put my finger on why you would dislike Spider-Man.
When you told me that Peter Parker dies, spoiler alert, I thought that was so cool. I was like, holy shit, that's totally changing everything. I like the sound of that. I'm into the dark stuff.
Okay. Well, you're going to love this then.
I can't believe I didn't read it. And the whole Ultimate Universe is like pretty much gone after that whole Secret Wars thing. So maybe that's why I never went back to it.
Maybe. And Chris Phil Lord and Chris Miller, the former directors of the Han Solo movie, they're executive producers on this. And one of them, Lord or Miller, was the sole screenwriter on it. And they're pretty talented guys, and they use some new technology for the actual animation styles. CG animation with lines, some kind of lines technology, to make it look like you're actually like kind of inside a comic book, but not in an angly Hulk way. And
interesting.
Did you check out the trailer at all, Randy?
I only saw a little bit of it. I didn't watch it all the way through. Part of it autoplayed on my feed, and that was as much as I saw.
It's definitely got a really cool look. It's definitely worth checking out the trailer. It's like it's less than 2 minutes. It's got a real fun vibe, and you get a real good look at what the style and the themes of the film will be, and I think it's going to be really cool. They have made sure to tell us that it does take place outside of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. It takes place in an Elseworlds tale or Otherworlds or Multiverse or whatever. So it's not like this has anything to do with anything other anything else Marvel. It's just a cool animated film.
Is it a theatrical release?
I think it is a theatrical one, yeah. I'm 99% sure it's got a theatrical release because it was part of the big Sony push at the San Paulo Brazil Comic Con.
And this is Into the Spider-Verse, it's called.
In Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
Okay.
Spider-Man. Yeah.
Do we see Peter Parker die? Is it going to be like the actual comic?
Well, I don't know. We definitely see a scene where it looks like Peter Parker is talking to Miles Morales. But then we also see a gravestone, and we can make out the first letter starts, first name starts with a P, and the last name starts with. So
could be Polly Prissy Pants.
Yeah, it's that that lesser known Spider-Man. But it looks like I'm hoping that Into the Spider-Verse means because the trailer ends with Miles Morales looking and talking to someone and asking how many of us are there, and so hopefully it'll go into, you know, all of the different incarnations of Spider-Man who, at some point, you do interact with each other in the Spider-Verse. You know, there's the Clone Saga, which everybody hated, and then they brought back, like, the all of the different Spiders. Like, you know, there's Spider-Gwen, there's Miles Morales, there's Peter Parker, and then there's, you know, all these other different versions
of Spider-Man. There's that doppelganger with all the arms.
Yeah.
He's great.
he's just tops. But yeah, no, it's got me juiced up.
Yeah. I like the Spider-Mans. Can't wait to check it out. When is this a thing? When does it come out?
Next year. Not until next year.
Oh, my God. But I was ready to go see it.
Can't see it yet. You can see the two-minute trailer.
I was going to buy my ticket.
Pretty sure you can see that on Geek Legacy, actually.
And stick to it. No. is your buddy Tommy Wiseau playing Spider-Man? Nope.
I wish. I think that it would be amazing for someone to just dub his voice over to anything that wears any character that wears a mask. Iron Man, Darth Vader, Batman, anybody.
Just read his dialogue. That would be fantastic.
Like when he's going like, "No, you're tearing me apart." Somebody needs to make that happen. If it's not a thing, yet.
It's probably a thing.
Knowing the internet, it probably is.
God, I was, what were we, last Friday, Felix just kept putting on more and more clips of this man. I'm like, who is this asshole on my TV? Because I hadn't really been drinking the Kool-Aid, and now I am knee-deep in it.
There's no escaping now, right?
No, I'm fascinated with this human being who's done more with their life than I have, and I am jealous. And he's terrible at it.
But people know to laugh at him because he's like a joke. So,
oh,
at least you still got your respect. See,
laughter's good. Yeah. Yes, I have the respect the respect of you two.
I respect the shit out of you.
Yeah, buddy.
Twice last night.
That's it. That's all I got.
Yeah. Well, you got one other thing. You got Creed 2 finally got a director, even though it was supposed to be Stallone, but now it's going to be Stephen Caple Jr. Oh. Right, Justin. Our resident Rocky/Creed expert.
Yes.
Extraordinaire.
Sure.
What say you? Does this excite you?
It does, because I am a fan of, you know, new blood into franchises, especially since the Rocky franchise is something that's been around for so goddamn long, since before I was born, for crying out loud. And Mr. Coogler's busy making Marvel money right now, but I think it's a good idea to give a newcomer a shot. And, I mean, that's what Rocky and Creed is all about, right? Giving somebody a shot. So, it makes sense. I'm all for it. Maybe they'll take some risks. We always like new filmmakers that get a chance to take a risk. So, I'm excited.
And I don't seem to remember it ever being confirmed, but, Variety was reporting in the same piece that, Tessa Thompson will return for the sequel. So,
yeah.
I know that we all wanted her to be back, but I had yet to see that he was definitely coming back.
I was under the impression that it was all three of them coming back, being Michael B. Jordan, Sylvester Stallone, and Tessa Thompson. Like, that was like a, this is happening in Creed 2 since it was announced.
Oh, okay. I like it. It's supposed to begin production in March.
I'll take it. Can't wait. I just hope that everyone fucking dies. I swear to God, it's when I thought Rocky was gonna die in Creed, I was devastated. I was like, man, I'm preparing for it in my chair. I'm like squeezing the armrests all hard and everything, and I was a nervous Nelly, Dave. And now that there's another movie, there's another chance that he's gonna die. I don't like that. I can't take this emotional roller coaster.
It's the only way he's going to get out of making these Rocky movies.
He's like, you got another Rambo he's got to make. You can't be committing to all these Creed movies.
He's got to go out like Victor Kunth in MacGruber.
I don't know what that means.
I know you don't know how to say it because I always have to see MacGruber. Yeah. You, it's a delight.
Are you sure? Because it looks terrible.
But it is. Like, I can't spoil it, but yeah, it's great.
All right.
Like, I have faith that you'll love it.
Have you seen MacGruber, Andy?
Negative, I have not. Sorry, I had my mic muted.
It's okay.
Both of you need to watch MacGruber. It's your homework.
I don't know about that.
We'll all get together on Skype and watch it together.
All right, I'll do that.
Can we record an audio commentary track as we go?
Sure. It's so good. I can't oversell this movie.
Is it better than the new MacGyver series?
I have to imagine so. I don't. New MacGyver series is on CBS, and I have a strict don't watch anything on CBS except for Survivor policy.
I didn't even know there was a new MacGyver.
Yeah, it seems like it's third season now.
Who was that asshole in the original MacGyver that was like always out to get him?
I don't know.
And he'd always,
full disclosure, I've never seen an episode of MacGyver.
Oh, he'd always yell, MacGyver! Like at the end. It was like Murdoch or something stupid, I don't know.
You haven't seen The Last of Us!
Something like that.
Cobra!
Yeah. Exactly. Retreat. Total, like, in the vein of like a Cobra Commander or Megatron yelling at Starscream.
Yeah, Starscream. It's always Starscream's fault. But that's all I got for this week. You guys got anything else you want to add?
I don't think so.
Anything else you want to talk about?
I think we'll have a lot to talk about next week after we. We all take that post-victim of abuse shower that we need after watching The Last Jedi.
That makes me very nervous.
Yeah, but like I said, if you guys do see it, you know, make sure you hit us up on Twitter, Facebook, somewhere. Just we'd love to hear your opinions. We can talk about it on the show, you know, because obviously we're just three assholes. You know, if we can get four or five other assholes to give us their asshole opinions, we can be assholes together.
Hmm. All
right. Sweet talk.
Side note, today is Jennifer Connelly's birthday.
Oh.
We are fans of the Connelly.
I am.
She was in The Rocketeer, you know.
Yes.
And then imagine Emmy.
Maybe a Rocketeer Easter egg in The Last Jedi.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah. Didn't mention that.
Are you serious?
Yeah. There is a character wearing Cliff Secord's jetpack.
No way!
Straight from the 90s movie.
No way!
Yep.
Also, spoiler alert, that is better than the entirety of that 90s movie.
Oh.
Well, I don't know about that.
Look at Joe Johnston.
That'd be sweet if it was Billy Campbell in the outfit.
It's definitely not.
It would be sweet, though.
It's a little CG thing.
Oh.
But yeah, thanks for joining us for another great episode of the Geekly Podcast. Make sure to like us on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and everywhere else at Geek Legacy. And make sure to geeklegacy.com for all your geek news and reviews. And listen to our other podcast, The Pixelated Podcast, with Justin and Stephen K. James talking about video games. And until next time, we will talk to you another time.